Hi, thanks for swinging in by to my podcast. And this is Meghale Sindhil Kumar, and today I'm going to talk about the e-newsletter. The e-newsletter is an important form of marketing as it works differently. Unlike the other forms where the client goes to the website or Facebook page, the e-newsletter is delivered directly into the client's inbox. Just a simple click and all the information is available for consumption. A well-written newsletter published monthly with all the salient features of and services or products, any new announcements the company might have, small interesting tidbits, a humor corner, all bundled up with great graphics and a good conversational kind of writing style, will definitely work wonders in making your clients eagerly wait for your newsletter every month or quarterly. The content can be about the company's profits, which is big news, or even promotional, announcing the launch of a new product, or even a discussion about the problems which people are facing with a particular product and its solutions. People will love such newsletters as it's open and honest. Some companies give a bit of personal information about their CEOs, about their vacations with associated pictures. Some newsletters have a story in three parts. This is one way to get readers get hooked on to your newsletters, provided the story is interesting, of course. The length of a newsletter is very crucial for its success. If it takes more than 5 minutes to read, then chances are high that it will never be read. Attention span of an average internet and email reader is just 5 minutes. One good way to generate content is to involve the reader. Post questions in social media, start a discussion or start a poll. Find out what's affecting the readers' lives and what the current raging topic is. You can feature these polls and discussions in your newsletter after getting their permission. You can invite your customers to talk about your product or service and entice them with prizes for the best written story. This will make good readable content for your newsletter as well as subtle promotion of your product or service. Talk about your e-newsletter in other media like Facebook with links to your archive newsletter. This will help more and more people subscribe. Having a guest article or a guest writer per month adds variety. We have reached an age where emails and social media is closely connected with each other. Email marketers should make use of this opportunity well. They should use one to promote the other and vice versa. Explore the compound effect. If you are promoting a product, make sure there is a call to action like a button buy now, which takes users to the product page of your website. If there is no call to action which is visible, then the whole purpose of a marketing newsletter is lost. The time when you send out your newsletter is also very important. It should fall into your client's inbox from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. or in the early afternoon. Remember, more and more people are accessing their emails via their mobiles, so make sure your design is mobile friendly. Make sure there is not more than 400 words of text, which needs not too much of scrolling. Make sure you use a valid email address and also remember to check emails which comes to this ID. Never use a do not reply email address. It really puts people off. There may be people who hit reply, you know, to give a feedback for this newsletter. There are many newsletter delivery softwares and applications available in the market. You can use one of them to send. There are widgets which can be installed which even track whether your newsletter has been opened and read or not. You can also find out how many bounced because of bad email and how many have forwarded the newsletter to others. This important bit of statistics will help you know whether your newsletter bores your readers or excites them. If lots of people have not even opened your newsletter, maybe there is too much of content. People don't like to read large paragraphs. They like to scan over the points. Secondly, there should be just chunks of information with a link to the website if they are interested to read more. Lastly, a newsletter should have color and good relevant graphics. Probably even a link to a video. Just a picture will convey more than a whole paragraph can ever do. Newsletter as SEO tool is so important. Archiving the monthly newsletters is a great way to keep your website updated with fresh content. We all know that search spiders love fresh new content in a website and will pull out such websites in searches. So this is an easy way to get full benefit. Every newsletter you write will definitely have keyword-rich content, and archiving them with unique meta tags makes them conducive for search engines. Newsletters will have lots of internal linking and also relevant external links. This is an important feature of SEO and makes your archived newsletter perfect candidates for search. So don't miss out on doing this important activity. Remember, there is a method to archive your newsletters too. Never put them behind drop-down menus. Each newsletter should be easy to find and should have its own page and should reside in its own category. Back issues of newsletters have to be archived so that people can look at the old issues when they sign up for your newsletter service. They will know what exactly to expect each month. Many of our LBN clients have signed up with us for monthly or quarterly newsletters. Kaveri Hospital has been using LBN services to send e-newsletters every month to about 35,000 people. It has always been going out at the midnight of the last day of every month for 6 years now, and we have never missed this deadline. That's our golden feather in a cap. Thanks for listening. And if you're looking for e-newsletter services, just email us to info@localbiznetwork.com. We will write for you, design, format, and send, and also keep track of how many have opened and seen, as well as we'll take charge of your unsubscribe list. Have a lovely day, and thank you for listening once again.